Welcome to Tacon Arts third quarter 2017 earnings conference call. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question-and-answer session. Today's conference is being recorded. Tacon Arts announced its quarterly financial results yesterday afternoon after the market closed. An earnings release is now available online and on the company's website. Today you will hear from Tacon Arts CFO, Mr. Leslie Cho, who will start off the call with a review of recent company developments, strategies, and basic operating results, and address financial results in more detail. Mr. Chow will also be available to answer questions during the Q&A session that follows his prepared remarks. Before we proceed, the company would like to remind you of its safe harbor statement. This conference call may include forward-looking statements made under the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in Tacon Arts is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which the company encourages you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Now, I am pleased to present Mr. Leslie Chow, CFO of Tacon. Leslie?
Thank you, operator. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tacon Arts' third quarter 2017 conference call. During this quarter, Tacon devoted significant resources towards developing our three businesses, Tacon Units, Units Plus, and Tacon Online, and positioning them for future growth. Each of these businesses, we believe, will make major strides in adding to our revenue and earnings in 2018 and beyond. Due, however, to the added expense we incurred in the third quarter of 2017 in order to expand the infrastructure, personnel count, and technological features of each of these businesses, and also due to a reduction of our listing fee revenue, Tacon experienced a year-over-year decrease in earnings, producing net income of about $27,000 compared to about $2.5 million in the third quarter of 2016. However, before reviewing additional year-over-year results, I'd like to mention some of the operational improvements that resulted in Q3 2017 compared to Q2 of this year. For example, Q3 revenue increased 15% over Q2, driven by a 73% jump in listing fee revenue and a 48% rise in management fee revenue. In Q3 2017, we launched 17 new listings, valued at almost $3.5 million, on our standard unit trading platform, nearly double the value of new listings launched in Q2 2017. In addition, in this year's Q3, the average listing value for portfolio improved to $203,000, a 55% higher than in Q2. Returning to year-over-year comparisons, in Q3 2017, our unit platform trading value jumped 68% to $4.8 billion, driven primarily by the launch of its A tier, a category comprised of our top performing unit ownership portfolios. Since July 1st, when this category was introduced, through the end of the third quarter, the average number of daily trades of A tier portfolios increased 59%. With average daily transaction value increasing 39%. Also, during Q3, we launched Unit Plus, a trading platform for collectibles, and signed a partnership with PNH Group, a leading producer of official products for major European football brands. As a result of this agreement, Unit Plus is expected to introduce a limited edition Liverpool Football Club jersey specifically for Chinese sports memorabilia collectors in Q4 2017. We are currently negotiating similar agreements with other prestigious European football clubs that have about 400 million fans in China. And I'm confident that these negotiations will lead to significant revenue growth for Unit Plus in 2018. and we attract new traders to our platform. Taikong Online, our e-commerce platform enabling artists to sell entire pieces of artwork directly to buyers, is also making progress. Launched in June 2017, the platform now has 125 listed artists offering 955 works of art. And we expect the platform to begin generating revenue by the second half of 2018. We are also optimistic that Taikong Online and Unit Plus will provide the steady migrations of future traders to our Unit trading platform, and vice versa, augmenting overall company revenue. Due to each of these trends and efforts, we are confident that despite some disappointing year-over-year numbers from this year's third quarter, we are nevertheless now in a far stronger position to fulfill our long-term goal of becoming a leading world-class art and collectibles online platform in 2018 and beyond. At this point, I'd like to review some key third quarter and 9 months 2017 financial highlights and operating metrics with you. During the third quarter of 2017, total revenue comprised of listing fee revenue, commission fee revenue, and management fee revenue decreased by 41.6% to $3.4 million compared to the third quarter of 2016, primarily attributable to lower listing fee revenue as our business model transitions to include the A-tier listing category. During this quarter, listing fees and commission fees remained our two largest revenue contributors, accounting for 43.4% and 44.6% of total sales, respectively. During the first 9 months of 2017, total revenue decreased 25.8% to $10.5 million compared to the prior year period. During the third quarter, we added 17 new listings, with an average value of $203,000 per listing, compared to the third quarter of 2016, when we added 33 new listings with an average value of $199,000. As of September 30th, 2017, the total number of listings on the platform was 230, as compared to 157 listings at the end of the third quarter of 2016. As of September 30th, 2017, the aggregated listing value was $56 million compared to $38.6 million on September 30th, 2016. Trading volume for the third quarter of 2017 increased 73% year over year, and trading values increased 68% year over year to $4.8 billion. Compared to $2.8 billion in the same quarter of 2016. Total transaction value in the first 9 months of 2017 was $13.6 billion, compared to $4.9 billion in the same period last year. Management fee revenue was $0.4 million, or 12% of total revenue, compared to $0.8 million or 13.6% of total revenue in the same quarter of 2016, representing a 48.5% decrease. Cost of revenue was $0.3 million, or 8.7% of sales in the third quarter of 2017, which represents a stable dollar cost of revenue year over year. Cost of revenue was $0.8 million, or 7.8% of sales in the first 9 months of 2017, compared to $9.8 million, or 5.8% of sales in the same period of 2016. Decreased total revenue primarily contributed to a 43.9% year-over-year decline in gross profit to $3 million. Gross margin also decreased slightly to 91.3% compared to 95% in the same quarter of 2016. Gross profit was $9.7 million in the first 9 months of 2017, a decrease of 27.4% from $13.4 million in the same period of 2016. Gross margin was 92.9% compared to 94.2% in the same period of 2016. Selling expenses in the third quarter of 2017 decreased 4.3% to $0.6 million from $0.7 million in the same quarter of 2016, driven by a decrease in the number of listings during the period. As a percentage of total revenue, selling expenses were 18% of the third quarter of 2016. G&A expenses increased by 43.2% to $2.5 million in the third quarter of 2017 compared to $1.7 million for the same period in 2016. The increase was due to an increase in employee salaries as well as an increase in office, insurance, and rental expenses, and a $241,000 of accrual for debtor account. Due to this substantial increase in G&A expenses this quarter, we experienced a $0.1 million operating loss in the third quarter of 2017 due to higher G&A expenses and lower revenue. For the first 9 months of 2017, income from operations decreased to $1.1 million and operating margin decreased to 10.8% from 44.5% compared to the first 9 months of 2016. Net income decreased to $0.03 million or down to 0 cents per share from $2.5 million or 22 cents per share in the same quarter of 2016. For the first 9 months of 2017, net income decreased to $1.1 million and fully diluted net income per share decreased to $0.09 per share, 9 cents per share as compared to 41 cents per share in the same period of 2016. Now, I'd like to turn to the balance sheet and cash flow items. As of September 30th, 2017, we had $14.9 million in cash and cash equivalents, an 11.1% increase from $13.4 million as of December 31st, 2016. Net cash provided by operating activities for the 9 months ended September 30th, 2017 was $1 million, compared to $5.6 million last year. This year-on-year decrease was largely due to a lower net income and higher G&A expenses and negative foreign currency exchange impact. Net cash used in investing activities for the 9 months ended September 30th, 2017 was $0.6 million as compared to $1.3 million for the same period of 2016. This decrease reflected a decrease in spending on property and equipment compared to the same period in 2016. Total shareholders' equity was $19.9 million as of September 30th, 2017. Compared to $17.6 million as of December 31st, 2016. Looking ahead, as I mentioned at the beginning of my remarks, we are confident that the investments we made in our new business initiatives during Q2 and Q3 2017 have strengthened these businesses considerably and position each of them to begin producing the sustainable growth and bottom-line improvements we all are looking for. Please rest assured that we will fill you in on this progress on a frequent basis, as we expect many positive developments to ensue in the fourth quarter and throughout 2018. Therefore, on behalf of our CEO, Mike Hsiao, and our entire management staff, we thank you for your patience and your continued support. That concludes our prepared remarks. Operator, we're now ready to take some questions.
And thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And if you're on speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 to signal for questions at this time. And if you have pressed star 1 prior to the call getting underway, please go ahead and press star 1 at this time to ensure that your signal reaches our equipment. And at this time, we will hear first from Matthew Larson of Wells Fargo.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Matt.
Hi. You know, the trading volume was up sharply, the listing value was up sharply year over year, and the transaction value was up sharply year over year. But, you know, we're still seeing a lower, you know, level of revenues and earnings year over year. What is the reason for that?
First of all, I would like to talk about the commission revenue. And we are having a lot of promotional activities for our commissions, you know, favorable policies to our VIP traders and also our retail traders to trade on the platform. And one of the initiatives of or the goal of the company for this year is to further increase the liquidity of the platform, which is working out very well for us, as you can hear in my remarks, with huge jump of transaction volume and transaction value. You know, the promotional policy that we have introduced to our VIP trader is the fixed monthly commission, which is all you can trade, you know, within a month. And, you know, that works well for in terms of the transaction volume, but at the same time, it doesn't contribute the, you know, commission revenue at this point. The overall strategies of the company is to increase the liquidity of the platform in order to attract more traders to our platform so that we will have a what we call a bigger pie or a bigger pool of people and capital so that we can continue to list quality products. You know, in terms of the listing revenue, we are seeing the rebound in Q3. In Q2, it was affected by the fact that we introduced the A-tier category. But after that, you know, we have been seeing some good results of introducing the tier A category. So this is working, you know, well for us according to our strategies. In the next few quarters, as we continue to add more traders on our platform, continue to have the liquidity on our platform, we will be able to list higher quality products. And then therefore, we believe that the listing fee revenue and also the commission revenue will further rebound in the next few quarters.
Okay. And then in reference to the memorabilia, the memorabilia, the jerseys and things like that for the football and soccer jerseys that you've initiated and you expect to grow, there must be many other competitors that also trade that, or you have something like an eBay or some other platform. What do you feel would give your company a certain uniqueness or exclusivity in offering a trading platform for people who want to trade memorabilia?
Thank you for your questions. I think we haven't been able to explain in details what Unit Plus platform is about. And let me give an introduction. Our business model for this trading of sports memorabilia is totally different than, you know, what is on eBay or on Amazon or on icons.com, which is probably one of the most famous platform for sports memorabilia. Instead of selling the whole piece of sports memorabilia, like piece by piece, our business model is to package 500 homogeneous products into one portfolio. For example, then we will break the portfolio down into fractional ownerships, just like the unit platform that we have. So if we have 500 jerseys, for example, then we'll break it down into 5,000 fractional ownerships, and people will be able to buy, you know, units as they, you know, used to on the unit platform. And when they accumulate 10 units, they will be able to redeem the whole piece of jersey. So the difference between unit plus and unit platform is that on the unit platform, you cannot own, you know, a piece of, you know, fractional piece of an artwork. But on a unit plus platform, you are able to redeem the physical product. So to answer your question, we think that our business model is very unique in the sense that not only it captures
the collectors, the art or the sports memorabilia collectors, the desire to collect some limited editions, official, authentic, products directly from the football clubs in the in European Soccer League. But also, there will be some a certain investment element added into it. So, when you buy a portion or you buy a fractional ownership, buy a unit, then, if you accumulate enough, of course, you can redeem one product. But at the same time, the price of the unit will fluctuate just like what is going on the unit platform. So they will have the option, say, okay, I subscribe to the listings of this particular unit plus, sports memorabilia. And then, if I haven't accumulated enough units, or even though I have accumulated enough units, I may choose to sell some of my units because the price has gone up since I bought the product. So it provides liquidity to some of these collectors. If they hold 10 units, they have the options of redeem it right now, or they can hold on to it until a later time that they have the options to redeem it, or they have the options of selling it at a certain time and buying back later in the time. So I think, this unique business model will capture a lot of, Chinese sports memorabilia collectors and also investors to come to our platform and to trade this kind of fashion ownerships.
Okay, thanks very much for that description.
Thank you, Matt.
And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, that is star one on your telephone keypad. That is star one for questions. We'll pause a moment so that everyone has an opportunity to signal. And at this time, we do not have any other questions in the phone queue. I would like to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Chow, for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay. Thank you. We thank you for joining us on today's call, and we appreciate your ongoing support. We look forward to updating you on our progress in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you again, and have a good day.
And again, that does conclude our call. We would like to thank everyone for your participation. You may now disconnect.